Turn off the autopilot and take control yourself. Author Joseph Peeler, published by Nordic Success Publishing. I have a friend who has been there all my life. Whether I've had it easy, tough, or just boring, my friend has always supported me. My friend has given me advice and support in many decisions during my life. It's in recent years that I've begun to realize an important thing. It began as a slight ache in my consciousness, a concern that my friend might not really be my friend. What if my friend just used me for his own short-term agenda? What if my buddy has deceived my mind and that this has meant that I haven't been able to use my potential? The more I thought about it, the more worried I became. After having read and listened to hundreds of books, I had to realize the facts. My friend was just after what was best for him and not what was best for me. This buddy is called the autopilot. Actually, it doesn't matter what you call it as long as you realize an important thing. It's time to quit the friendship, time to cancel the contract, time to clean out the closet and distance your friend. For a long time in my life, I've used an excuse without even being aware of it. Much of my life has revolved around an autopilot that has been convenient to have in the background. Our autopilot starts at some point in our lives. Without our consciousness understanding the context, it steers us into strange paths that our subconscious determines. In this book, food, tobacco, spirits, studies, and our work, where the autopilot is far too important, and some other things are compared. The whole idea is that everything has to do with your own autopilot. There are far too many things happening around you. Eventually, it becomes difficult to get an overview of all the little things that you think are beyond your control. You can't control the past. You can't control the weather, what happens on the other side of the globe, or what people think. You can only control yourself and your actions that bring you forward in life. It's the only life you get. You have one chance to be able to live better. Why should you beat yourself up when you know that this life is the only one you have? It's not like in games where you can start over again as soon as you've failed. Imagine a working place. You take for granted that the manager and the working place will take care of you and guide you through your life. Just like in school, where you take for granted that the teachers and the school will take care of you. You turn on the autopilot and fly along. Suddenly, 10, 20, or 30.